Hey, it's Tony Bruschi from Real Ghost Stories Online. And during the month of October, we are giving away one heck of a prize, a $300 Amazon gift card. If you want a chance at winning it, all you got to do is give us a review on Apple Podcasts. Then shoot me a screenshot of it by emailing contest@realghoststoriesonline.com. Again, very simple. Leave Real Ghost Stories Online a review on Apple Podcasts. Then send me the screenshot to contest@realghoststoriesonline.com. On Halloween, we'll pick our winner and notify him via email. A $300 Amazon gift card. You can buy all sorts of spooky Halloween stuff on close-up by the time Halloween comes around, or use it for Christmas. Leave that review now and then send me the screenshot, contest@realghoststoriesonline.com. Good luck.
This is Real Ghost Stories Online, 31 days of Halloween. An extra ghost story a day to keep the spirits at bay.
Hi, my name is Char from Kentucky. I wanted to call in and tell you about some things that have been happening in my apartment. First off, I'm a little sensitive and maybe an empath. I always knew I was a little different, but didn't know there was a name for it. You know, I get strong feelings when I walk into certain buildings and schools and Walmart and, you know, I usually know things are going to happen before they happen. But anyways, I've been living in my apartment for about 2 years now. I didn't start noticing things until last year, but like I always feel like I'm being watched. The first experience I had was when I was laying in bed watching TV, then all of a sudden I heard footsteps running down the hallway into the kitchen. Well, I do have two small children, 5 and 7, but they were at their grandmother's house at the time. And my neighbor has a little boy, but they weren't home at the time, so that scared me. Another time I was in bed watching TV, and I could see a black figure in the reflection. So I turned around and saw nothing. So that freaked me out. And then there was one day I was standing in the living room. It was cold. And I saw a white mist for like 5 seconds and then it disappeared. I thought I was going crazy. And then, like, certain things would disappear. And, like, me and my son were... I was helping my son do his homework. And he had to read this book. And, you know, when he was done with it, he had laid the book on the couch. And so I left the room for probably, like, 10 minutes. And then I came back, and the book just, like, vanished. And I'm like, where'd your book go? You know, I was trying to put his book back in his backpack. He's like, I don't know. You know, we looked everywhere under the couch and in his room. Like, I don't know. It just disappeared. And there's a few other things that just kind of vanish. You know, it's weird. We still haven't found that book. About a week ago, me and my boyfriend were in my room. And he was helping me study for my nursing exam. All my notes were spread out on the bed. But there was this piece of paper on my dresser and it kept moving by itself. There's no window open. You know, none of the other papers on the dresser were moving. And the AC wasn't on. So it looked like someone was moving it. And then there's always this one shoe on my shoe rack that falls off. It's always the same one, you know. And even if I put it in a different spot, it still falls off like that same shoe. It's weird. Now, these next two things scared me, like, really bad. My son and I were in the living room. And my daughter comes running in there from her room saying, Mommy, someone just whispered, baby sister. But my brother is in here. It can't be him. My son calls her baby sister. He has always called her that since he was little. But he wasn't in the room with her. He was in the living room with me. She said someone in her room whispered, "Baby sister." And that freaked me out. It freaked me out really bad. Then about 2 nights ago, my boyfriend spent the night, and we fell asleep on the couch. When I woke up, I was telling him about how I think my apartment's haunted. He was like, "Yeah, it's weird because last night I felt someone standing over me. I looked over and you were sleeping." I don't know what's going on, but it's definitely haunted. I mean, it's a gentle spirit, you know, nothing evil or anything like that, but I'm not really sure who it could be. Like, I did have a friend that passed away about a year ago. He was a coworker, so I don't know if he comes to visit or anything like that. I have grandparents that have passed away, so they could be watching over me. I don't know. I've been pregnant 4 times, so I'm thinking the kid footsteps that I hear could have been the 2 children of mine that didn't make it. But then I did find out that the lady that stayed in this apartment before, she passed away. But I'm not sure if she passed away here or, I don't know, the hospital or, you know, because I still get her mail from time to time. I don't know. What do you guys think?
Real Ghost Stories Online, 31 days of Halloween. An extra story a day to keep the spirits at bay. For commercial-free ghost stories, the world's largest audio archive of ghost stories, and exclusive bonus episodes of Real Ghost Stories Online, become an extra podcast person, an EPP, now at ghostpodcast.com or patreon.com/Real Ghost Stories.